It's time for Inside LCC, an inside look at Lansing Community College's academic programs. We've got you covered with programs that nourish creativity and exploration, cultivate your purpose, and guide you to your career. Listen as we explore some of the opportunities at LCC and learn from conversations with faculty members, staff, and students.
Hello, I'm Melissa Kaplan, and I am happy to be here in the studio today to talk about LCC's theater program. And I have two wonderful guests who are faculty in the program. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, Melissa, and everyone listening. I'm Blake Bowen. I'm lead faculty at LCC Theater.
I am Paige Tufford. I'm the Performing Arts Production Coordinator and Theater Faculty.
Welcome. It's absolutely wonderful to have both of you here, Paige and Blake, to talk about LCC's theater program, which I think a really special and unique program here in the Lansing area. And I know you're going to be able to share exactly why that is, but it offers a variety of degrees, some really wonderful classes, and has a lot of recognition in the Lansing area and beyond. So I'm hoping you both can share a little bit about why that is so and what students get when they come here to LCC to study theater.
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer an AFA degree.
What's an AFA?
An AFA is an Associate of Fine Arts.
Okay.
Which means we focus, I won't say singularly, but there's much more focus on the craft itself of theater. So we're a studio program, a two-year, four-semester program. It doesn't always work that way, but that's what it's designed to do. In the first year, students take a Studio One, which is contemporary, and this is an acting-based program. So they really focus on contemporary, just for the acting world. And then the second year for the fourth semester, depending how it all works out, then we get into classical. So that's the second studio part of it. So you get a bit of the new and you get a bit of the old too, and then also learn all the bells and whistles that come with the fun of theater.
So contemporary, for people who are just starting out or who may not have that distinction between contemporary and classical, what kinds of things are students learning in the first semester of the studio?
In the contemporary studio format? Well, contemporary, we say, I'd say, what, 1900 till now, give or take, you know.
So that's really focusing on the material, the plays that have been written during that period and the style of acting during that period?
Yeah, absolutely. And we look how styles of acting have changed as well, as they tend to do. You can think about movies, right? So movies even 40, 50 years ago, it was a lot of presentational acting. Okay. It was a lot of, how are you today? Well, I'm doing all right. And then that all, you know, that changed a lot with Marlon Brando and that kind of class of actors that came in with Stella Adler. And we talk about how styles of acting have changed and to the more contemporary format. So although we are a theater, but it's easier to compare that to movies, where it's very conversational, it's very down here, it's very rough and gruff, and down here is how people talk to them.
Okay. And so what are some of the bells and whistles that you mentioned? Because there's the studio, and then what else comes with the theater program, Paige?
I think what's great about especially that beginning studio when students first come here, they may have very little acting experience, they may have a lot. And I think that we do a great job of providing a very strong foundation for beginning actors by teaching them not just the acting styles, but a lot of technique and other things that maybe theater students don't realize they need, like play analysis and script analysis, and also understanding how theater is created through collaboration. So I think we do a great job of that, and our students do appreciate it, I think.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I was just recently, over the past few weeks, I had a chance to chat with some of our alumni, and they're in Chicago, and they were recently in a production there, and they were pretty surprised by, in comparison to their experience here at Lansing Community College with theater, how really rough and unprofessional it was. And now this was a community theater, small community theater in Chicago. I don't know the name, but that's often the case. And they were incredibly grateful for what they've learned here, because here you get not only the onstage experience, but you get the behind the scenes experience too. And I will just throw this in. I think one of the pretty special things about LCC's program is that all students who are in the studio program get a chance to be in professional productions, professionally produced productions. And that is a function of LCC's performing arts production arm and office that you run, Paige. And tell us a little bit about how that works in tandem with the theater program.
I think that recently we just added an intro to tech theater class for students who really want to focus on that. They may not want to be on stage, but they may want to be backstage working in different capacities. So allowing students to experience and collaborate with the production process, I think, is important for any actor to learn and to experience so that they know what goes into a production. And I think that's one of our strongest qualities as a program, is that we offer such a wide variety of experience. And also, it's, you know, small classes. We really do a lot of one-on-one teaching. We know all of the students' names. They get a chance to be on stage every semester or work backstage. So I think that's what makes us a very strong program.
I agree. You come in and you join, in effect, it's a cohort, and you're here for those 2 years or maybe three, however long it takes, but you build a relationship with the other people and you get to audition together and, you know, go through the whole production process together. And I've seen a huge amount of camaraderie. And that collaboration that you mentioned is really valuable, whatever one does down the road. I mean, can you speak a little bit to that, Blake? Both the down the road, what do our students do when they leave LCC down the road? What are some of the opportunities? And how do those skills that are so wonderfully taught in theater, such as collaboration and communication, how might those play out in other fields?
Yeah, absolutely. As Paige said, we have students that don't want to be on stage. They don't want to be in front of the audience. They want to be behind the scenes. They want to be working on sets and costumes. So we find ways to put those students to work, to have them working on sets, have them building costumes and whatnot. As far as what happens afterwards, a lot of our students transfer. So MSU has a wonderful BFA program in acting and design and stage management. I mean, a lot of universities do. So if they're looking to get a bachelor's degree or even a master's degree, I mean, that's way down the road, but LCC Theater can set them up for that. Or if they want to jump right into the working world, all of the faculty here, all of us, have worked with professional theaters in the community in one function, in one way or another, whether that's Williamston or Purple Rose or theaters in Detroit. As you said, we have students in Chicago right now, but we have former students working in L.A. We have former students working in New York. Cruise ships, of course, are a wonderful way to make money as an actor or a designer. So that's part of the experience you get here. And Melissa, as you said, it's such small class size that you get to know your professors. They get to know you and what your interests are. And so there's a lot more one-on-one career development and portfolio development if you're a designer as well. So it's really those one-on-one conversations that's the heart of LCC Theater, as opposed to, you know, a bigger program that just has more overhead, more numbers, and just larger in general. And that's really what I love about being here. It's small and we can focus on the student. So I know all of the students in my class and I get to know them and I see them develop semester after semester and see them where their struggles are. And then also I get to help them in performance too. So I see in class what they shine in, what they need to work on. They audition for a show, they get into a show, and then we can work on those little artistic bits in the moment.
That's really wonderful. So, faculty, I know both of you are professional actors and perform.
Have performed.
Yeah, maybe not right this minute. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot to be in shows or to direct shows at the same time that you're doing all of this here at LCC. But tell me, who are some of the other faculty and what do they bring to the party?
We just hired basically three new adjunct faculty.
Exciting.
It's really exciting, and they all bring their own unique skills and talents to the program. We have Jenna Thomas, who is teaching acting. She also has film experience and television experience. We have Emma Baker, who has a lot of film, theater, Shakespeare experience. She also teaches stage combat, which is great. She's certified, and she's teaching that this summer.
Great.
Wink, wink. And then we also just hired Michael Beyer, who is a professional lighting designer and comes to us from another well-known college in the state. And he'll be teaching stage and lighting design next semester, and also designing our lights for main stage production. So we are super excited.
That's great. Yeah. That's really wonderful. So speaking of lighting design, I want to make sure we have a chance to talk a little bit about the productions that students have an opportunity to audition for and be a part of. I know you said students perform every semester, and with the studio classes and some of the other classes, there are end of semester performances that are required. But in addition to that, can you tell me a little bit about what each semester offers as far as standalone productions and where those are, you know, where those take place and how those work?
Yeah, every semester we offer a main stage show in Dart Auditorium on campus here and a black box show. So that's for the fall semester and the spring semester. And then summer we'll do an outdoor venue show in our amphitheater. So you have the opportunity to work in three distinct different venues, which require completely different skill sets. So you can imagine in Dart, you need to be much larger as an act. You need to be louder. You need to project. You need to act to the very back row. And so you're learning that. In the black box, it's much more intimate, right? So people can hear more of a whisper back to, oh, I'm going back to that voice again.
I like that voice.
Yes. Let's keep it, I think. And then the real kicker, though, is the working in an outdoor venue. And for any actor, the first time working outdoors, you would be amazed how different that is, how different it feels, just to feel the wind in your face, and the sound just goes out, the fact that you can't hear yourself, and sometimes you can't hear the audience clap it, even though they're doing it as much, so it's not as contained. That can really throw an actor, and it's great to have that experience here. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, we have a film acting class too. So acting on film outdoors even more it just feels just odd. You feel just weird for some reason, which is understandable. So we help with all that.
I think that's wonderful to have all those possibilities. And those auditions, I know, are open. And, you know, the focus is students, so largely cast with students from LCC. Mm-hmm. But also community members can audition. And so that's a really cool opportunity for students to perform with community members and for community members to be on campus. And I do want to mention all those performances that are done at LCC are free to the public. And it's a wonderful wonderful service to the public, and people have really enjoyed the fact that they are free. And not all are for all ages. It really depends mm-hmm. on the show. And Paige, what are some of the shows in the past that have been done in Dart, for example?
Well, I was going to mention that, you know, kind of to jump on what Blake said about the variety of venues that students get to perform in. But also when we do our season selection, you know, we try to pick scripts that will serve our students, right?
Right.
Maybe challenge them a little bit, give them a different style of acting. So, you know, a children's show, that acting style is completely different than Shakespeare or a musical or a drama. So having that variety of scripts to work with also helps us teach a different technique, acting techniques in the classroom and during rehearsals. But I think in the past, we've done huge musicals in Dart.
Like Cabaret and Hair.
Cabaret, mm-hmm. Hair, Lightning Thief.
Right.
We've also done dramas and period pieces. The same outside. We normally try to get a Shakespeare outside, which is one of my favorite, you know, seasons, the summer season. And then in the black box, we do a lot of different shows, intimate shows, a little edgier sometimes. But we always do keep students in mind when we're doing our season selection, I think.
Yeah, it's the seasons always end up being a really wonderful mix of of different types of shows, students and for the community to come into. I want to mention that LCC, for people who are interested in what's coming up, LCC has a really active Facebook page, which is the LCC Theater, Music, and Dance.
Yes.
Yep. And then there's also lcc.edu/showinfo, which is the LCC site with all the performing arts events. And I'll make sure in the show notes to include those, as well as our theater website, so that people who are interested in academic programs can get more information and get your emails. Before we wrap up, you mentioned stage combat, Paige, and building your muscle, like in play analysis and such. What are some of the other classes besides acting and tech theater and that students can take?
Makeup's a big one for summer as well. Makeup is such a fun class where you just get to come and play, and you get to learn all different things, tones and shades, of course, but styles and ages and how to work on yourself and each other as well. So that's like a practical application that not a lot of students think about.
Yeah.
That's available to them. I will say we also have that Intro to Theater, that Theater 110 class, which is a general education credit for anyone that wants to dip their toe into theater. Maybe you're not a theater major. Maybe you did theater in high school. You want to play a little Remember When and listen and learn, of course, about the foundational elements of theater. Theater 110 is offered every semester, both online and in person. And then on top of that, what else do we have? We got
We've got improv, which is a very popular class. And that does end in a public performance every fall semester. And then we also have, as Blake mentioned before, acting for the camera, very popular class.
Directing,
which is finishing up at the end of fall semester, and that also ends with a public performance of student-directed 10-minute plays.
That's great. So, I mean, there's just for a community college, relatively small program, there's a wealth of opportunity here for students who want to major in theater. And, you know, I also want to mention and have you talk just briefly about our local community, our local theater community, and what our students connect and really support the health of that. Either of you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, a lot of our students come in, from out like, let's say, Portland or Lanesburg or Williamston or wherever. And everyone has their own, or most of them have their own community theaters there. So that these students are connected with. So they're able to come to LCC, learn the skills, do some shows here, and then take that back. More immediate to us, we have River Rock right down the road, which is a wonderful local theater. And then Peppermint Creek, who is close to my heart for many, many years, it also just does wonderful, wonderful theater. A lot of our alumni are associated with those different theaters. And again, also go stage manage for professional theaters as well, or act in professional theaters. Mm-hmm. So there's always endless opportunity.
Yeah, we've had students who've interned with Williamston Theater, Professional Theater. I think one of our alumni is with Chicago Shakespeare, who is a stage manager there. There's Ixion locally well.
Flint Rep, we've got students working there.
The Professional Flint Rep, absolutely. Yeah. And when I look at a local theater season or I go see local plays, it is rare that there is not somebody with affiliation, a former LCC student who's in the cast or on the crew. And sometimes the whole cast is almost made up of it. So really foundational to the community. And this is a great theater community, Lansing, for,
it sure is.
You know, its size. It's pretty impressive. So, yeah, I think that speaks to the strength of what students are learning and that collaborative spirit that you mentioned, Paige, too. Mm-hmm. So anything else you'd like to add at this point as we wrap up?
I'll say I really like it when alumni come back and do shows with us. So they'll learn here, they'll go out in the world, and then they'll come back. That happens all the time with us. And so then they get to spread the knowledge that they've learned with the younger actors and students in the productions. That's really valuable.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great. Yes, the programs are small. We really know our students well, but I think we also do a good job as a faculty in advising our students and helping them get to the next place that they want to go. You know, what you were saying, Blake, mm-hmm. learning where they want to be. So if they're wanting to transfer, we help them do that. We don't just, you know, say good luck. You know, we have a great transfer agreement with U of M Flint that's connected to the Flint Rep, the professional theater, and they take all of our credits. So that's a wonderful resource and opportunity for our students. And we also have great transfer, not agreements, but we transfer a lot of students to Western, mm-hmm. Roosevelt, Chicago Institute. Where else?
Wayne. Grand Valley.
Grand Valley.
Wayne State, Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm really proud that we are able to help students get where they want to go.
Yeah, our credits transfer really well. And as Paige said, you do get that one-on-one advising. Mm-hmm. And we also know about the financial aid aspect. So you get the one-on-one in that way, too. I'll give a quick plug, too, for returning adults as well. We have many of those in our class. We want more of them. Mm-hmm. They really add to the classroom. In my improv class, there's always two or three returning adults that just want to take a class and just do something different, and that is available to you if that is something you want to do.
Absolutely. That's a great point. Learning from, then the students in the class all learn from each other too, and different kinds of experience. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you both so much. It's really great to hear from you about the theater program. And as I said, I'll put in the show notes all of the ways to get in touch and follow the theater program and learn more about it. If you out there are interested in pursuing theater or being in the audience. So thank you so much, Paige Tufford.
Thank you.
And Blake Bowen.
My pleasure.
And I'm Melissa Kaplan, and thank you for listening.
This has been Inside LCC. If there is a specific degree and program you want to hear more about, let us know by contacting us at lccconnect.org. Thanks for taking a listen. Inside LCC.